That's right.
Only 11 years.
Let's not push it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Push it real good. Push it good. Hello, Don Mike Show.
What's up, Don Mike?
Hi there. You're on the air.
Okay, I just want to know, are we going to believe Beth Ann? Because we need to find out where she really went. When she went to take her dog to the vet 6 hours away, so she's lying.
You think Beth Ann's lying about her trip down south for the dog?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What do you think she went down there for?
Body snatching? Cannibalism?
To commune with the dead?
You know, children of the corn.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing.
That's why, really, sometimes when you get into Beth Ann's car, you hear,
See you later. Goodbye.
Me.
Okay, goodbye. And, he's gone.
We're all in here, Father Karras.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
When a lie persists like this, it's because there's more to be revealed. That badge is at Alan Linewan's house.
Yes, Colette was at the Linewan estate.
I got an email from Yalen.
Oh, you did?
Last night, as a matter of fact.
And was it pleasant?
Yeah. Did you block those?
I tried that software you sent me, but it led me to so many sites that I didn't want to go to.
Well, it
works. Your special pop-up software.
How is Alan?
Yalen?
How's Yalen?
He's fine. I don't really think Colette was out of Parsimonious Acres, do you?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Not at all.
He's fine.
Betty Lane.
He writes,
hello,
how are you? Things are good in New York. How are things there? You know, your friend Alan.
Had you ever received a collect email?
No, I hadn't.
I'll accept. Thank you.
You've got mail.
I'm sorry, it's more like, I'll accept.
You've got mail. Collect mail.
Collect email.
From Alan Linewan.
It's collect.
Before we get to more of these calls, the radio war? The scary radio war.
Oh, scared kids. I'm not kidding you this time.
Let's talk about it for a second. As far as I can tell, from what Joe tells me, they were good boys today.
Okay.
There's boys in Baltimore. They're good bitches. They shut their mouths.
Good.
So that's good. Just keep it up, and there's, you know... We said what we had to say yesterday.
Yeah, we were angry and we had our reasons
about those chaps.
Yeah, very good.
They were good boys today.
It's good.
Good boys. Give you a treat.
You want a biscuit?
Sit.
Down.
Good.
Here's a biscuit. It's a good boy.
Good boy. That's a good boy. Someone should have taught you that a long time ago when you started living here in this doghouse.
Yeah, I just hope they they don't start soiling the house again.
Hello, Don Mike's show. But that's the latest on the radio war. Mm. Not a real war yet, I guess. Hello? What can I say? They fired, we fired back. You know?
Yeah.
Hello?
War over. The Bismarck was off their coast.
Hello?
Yes. They do mess in the house. Just rub their nose in it again. But,
okay.
Did Beth Ann really offer to pay the $10 to get the replacement card?
Yep.
Because
yes, she did.
Remember, last year, she couldn't afford the entry fee for fantasy football.
Let me tell you something. She's been on an incentive contract, and she's hit every single one of her incentives.
And she invested her football money wisely. It's really paid off for her.
She's doing great.
And also,
she owns like 16 Subway stores.
That's another thing she's lying about. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. The fact that she owns a number of Subway sub shops.
I hate this to be like character assassination of Beth Ann McBride.
No, go ahead.
But, you know, listen, let's be honest. She's lied about this whole thing that she's broke the whole time she's been working here.
Mm. Yeah, but that was back then. Now she's, you know, she's got the sandwich shops and she's hooking. And it's working out well. Well, that's good. She's doing very, very well.
Just a little.
Got a tremendous amount. She's very, very liquid right now.
Hey,
come on.
That's good for business.
Hooking to a point.
Really? Yeah, because, you know, she won't go all the way. So what is it, just first base or second base? How much do you think she's getting per John?
You know, all I know is that I think Beth Ann's doing a pretty good job of sleuthing today, and I've come back to the other side. I'm going to be a fence sitter today. I'm with Beth Ann. Colette's lying.
I would like to just point out that I've never swayed. I'm for Colette, and although Mike says that he's now for Beth Ann.
Here's the deal.
Mike's the one that introduced to this entire pile of evidence the fact that Bethann apparently is turning tricks on the side.
Yes, of course, that was not my own thought. That was a little birdie. A little birdie with a crew cut that flew into my head.
A big fat bird.
Yes, a big fat bird named Spiewak.
Oh, okay.
But I'm for...
No good thought.
I'm 100% for the Diggs and McBride Alliance.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think they're right. I think they're absolutely right. I think they're ethical.
I think she's a liar. The guy's right. She had the $10 a year ago when she got the job. She had the $10 for fantasy football.
You didn't see her when she was living out next to the dumpster when we first started her here.
Has Colette ever lied to you, Mike? Has there ever been a day when you've come in and Colette has not said, "How is my favorite impressionist?" Has there ever been
every
a day
single day
when she's not, when you've not come in and she said, "Mike, make me laugh."
I know she stands idly by as people take all of my mail. And I know that's happened for years.
In fact, she encourages people.
She encourages, but hey, that's it. Look what Mike's got there.
Oh, see, now we're getting to some of the chewy center of why you're against Colette.
No, I never was against Colette until she, I pulled that East German thing on me at the door when I didn't have my key card, you know. Yeah. And incidentally, that's a protest. That key card stays at home on protest.
Wow. Good for you.
And I won't have to worry. I don't want to put anybody on alert here, but I won't have to worry about coming in the front door. I have different ways of getting into the building.
Hello?
Hi, everybody.
Hi there.
I just want you to know that I have proof positive that what she's wearing is a replacement key, but until something happens that Tony Diggs is doing right now, I can't. And I do want to pay her $10 replacement fee because I outed her. But I love her, but until she admits it, I'm not going to pay it.
Ah. But you're not broke.
I was when I first got here.
No, relative.
Okay. But since you've worked here now,
How many new clothes have you seen me wear?
Every day.
I assume that it was like Batman costumes. I assume that you had like 8 pairs of gold corduroys.
I just have one pair that I wash every other day and wear every other day.
You know, like when Batman opens his closet, it's all the same Batman suit.
Right.
He's got like 8 of them in there. No. Fantastic.
No.
Same with Superman.
They are nice pants, aren't they?
They are nice pants.
Yeah. Very, very nice.
I wear them 1 week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the next week, Tuesday and Thursday.
I'll give you a compliment if you don't sue me for sexual harassment.
Okay.
That you look better when you wear like those black stretchy pants.
Mm-hmm.
What black stretchy pants?
I don't know. The ones you had on the other day.
Did she have black stretchy pants on the other day?
All I noticed, it was a non-corduroy day for Bethann McBride.
Maybe those are the corduroys if she skips a wash. I'm kidding.
That was Rob.
I know she knows that.
That was Rob.
I also told the hooker joke, but those were both jokes.
That's right.
I support you on the Colette thing. Always have.
You'd be the worst hooker. Bethann would be the worst hooker in the world.
She'd be very concerned.
I disagree. Yeah. No, she'd actually be concerned for the Johns.
Mm-hmm. Is everything okay?
Yeah, you all right? You know what? You didn't. Okay, you don't have to pay. How are things at home?
No, I disagree. You would not be able to maintain because of the constant level of chatter that you would hear.
She'd be enough of a professional to edit herself.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You think I would talk a lot?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I think you'd be commenting on, whatever.
No.
Your dog, your car.
No.
I don't want to see that.
No, I wouldn't be talking. I'd be doing the job.
Focusing on the work.
Exactly. I mean, my personality is very focused.
You'd be applying yourself to the task at hand.
I would.
So how many guys do you think you could, no pun intended, bang out in an hour?
I don't know.
What if I'm not talking all the way because I know you do penning to a point. But what if it was just guys coming in, like to a massage parlor type setting? How many guys in an hour do you think you could handle?
I don't think I'd want to do that.
My standards
are too high for someone who really shouldn't be shooting that high.
But we're talking about you being a whore, though.
I know, but I don't want to be a whore.
I know, but we're pretending that you're a whore. If you were a whore.
Pretend someone else is a whore.
It's fun to pretend.
No, but we're talking to you, though.
It would be, how I'd be very competitive, and I would see what the whores around me were doing, and I'd want to do better than them.
Let's say the average guy is in there 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're at the quickie mark.
Okay.
And that means in an hour they could do,
You figure 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay.
Between the guy getting there.
They could do 6 guys in an hour. How many could you do you think? If the
is
average,
that Joe in the background there?
Mm-hmm. If the average whore could do six in an hour,
then I'd want to do ten.
Ah, there you go.
But it would just be the competitive nature.
It's that work ethic.
Mm-hmm. It is.
See, and that's, I'm afraid where you the quality would suffer.
That's what you're assuming, Don.
Don't assume.
I know, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and
you
me.
And me.
You got
very,
it.
It'd be very businesslike.
Right.
With lots of chatter, I imagine. Just lots.
There'd be no, you know, again, you don't know. No one knows.
Ah, nobody knows somebody for knows. Sure.
11 years ago, somebody knew.
Yeah.
That guy knew.
Yep.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. I imagine he's still alive somewhere.
That's the best way to say goodbye.
All right, B.A.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
God, who's lying? Her or Colette?
Yeah, it's tough. You're running a tight courtroom, though, and it's tough for me to take you serious in your judge's uniform.
Hello.
It looks like you're about ready to throw the brats on your Packer grill.
Hello, Don Mike Show. You don't like this shirt?
It's noticeable. It's very interesting.
This is a new Packers Hawaiian shirt. And what's wrong with it?
Nothing.
What's wrong with it, Happy Gilmore? You wear the same golf shirt and pants in here every day.
I do not wear the same.
Not the same, but I mean.
And I don't wear golf shirts in here as much as I used to do now because I played golf today.
Oh.
That's the only time I wear it. No, that's it's a very noticeable Packer logo thing. It's very Packer fan.
That's what it says, Packer fan.
Packer fan.
That's what it says.
And you look like you're ready to fire up the brats on the grill. You look like you'd be having a Packer party on a warm day at your home. And be spending some time in front of the TV watching the Packers, the rest of the time tending to those brats.
How little you know about me.
Why?
On a real Packer Sunday?
Yeah.
I would never be in a garb like this. I wouldn't be wearing a Hawaiian
shirt. What if it was a warm day and you were going to go for a dip afterwards? Wouldn't you wear that?
I wouldn't go for a dip during a football game.
Well, I'm misinterpreting the outfit because you didn't wear the matching shorts with it today. Because if you wore the matching shorts with it, that would be a cabana outfit right there. That would be. There's something about that shirt that has a cabana look to it.
Did you see my socks?
No.
Now check them out.
I didn't see your
check
socks.
Check them out. Stand up for a second.
Okay. All right.
Come here. Check them out.
All right.
Check them out now. You notice I got on regular, like, grown-up pants today. No jeans today, right? Nice hard shoes, right? Check it out.
Oh, man. The Packer socks.
Yeah.
And I should point out green slacks, too.
Of course.
Okay. Right. Compliments for sure.
That's right. Homo.
Besides, there are no matching shorts. Are there?
It's
just a different shirt.
For the straight guy. Yeah, you have mocked my clothing before.
I am not mocking.
I managed to live with it, Mike.
I'm not mocking it.